President Obama's January order called on executive branch agencies to implement plans to examine all the significant regulations they have on the books to determine which one should be changed or eliminated to make their regulatory programs more effective and less burdensome. The independent agencies are not required to develop their own plans, though, as Cass Sunstein, the administrator of the White House Office of Information and Regulatory Affairs, told Congress, there's nothing keeping them from doing so voluntarily.
We have gotten a plan, actually, from the NLRB. So that's significant. It's a short plan.
I heard it was a one-page plan. Short is... So of all these independent agencies, you've got one page to review? I mean, just...
And we very much hope for more.
This is it.
Yeah, we very much hope for more.
Okay, so you haven't gotten anything from FCC, beyond this one page from NLRB?
You haven't gotten anything agencies, else? You're exactly right. The independent agencies have not delivered plans, but we are hopeful and we are encouraging them to engage in a look-back process.
Sunstein being questioned there by Louisiana Congressman Steve Scalise. He and other members of the Energy and Commerce Subcommittee on Oversight and Investigations pressed Sunstein on why the administration hadn't done more to prod the independent agencies into chipping in with their own plans. Tennessee Congresswoman Marsha Blackburn and other Republican members were quick to attempt to tie the regulatory issues to a disappointing jobs report issued just a few hours earlier.
The American people are hopeful for jobs, and you all have dropped the ball. They're getting tired of this, and they're expecting us to take some action. And what you're doing with sending out all these regulations is wrong. And we're going to hold you all accountable of this, and the American people are going to hold you accountable for this. You've got to find a way to get these agencies to get some of this regulation off the book.
James Gattuso, a senior research fellow at the Heritage Foundation, says the administration could have done more to persuade the agencies to submit their own plans, even if they can't be bound by the executive order. He says it's been done in the past.
There is precedent on this in prior reviews of regulation by administrations, notably in the 1991 review by the Bush administration. It was made clear to independent agencies that they should participate, and they did. Frankly, a president who has his appointees serve in independent agencies can persuade them to participate if he expresses his desire strongly enough. I don't think that was done in this case.
Last week, 30 agencies submitted their preliminary plans for regulatory reform. The final plans are expected in late August, after what Sunstein says will be a collaborative process with Congress and the public. He says some of the plans call for future action, but others detail changes agencies have already made.
Some of the steps outlined in these hundreds of pages of plans have already eliminated hundreds of millions of dollars in annual regulatory costs, including, by the way, costs imposed on employers. Over $1 billion in savings can be expected in the near future. So these are not mere aspirations or plans to plans. These are concrete products that have either been delivered already or that will be delivered in the very near future.
For example,
the EPA has recently exempted milk and dairy industries from its oil spill rule. There's a long tail there. The punchline of the tail is over the next decade, the milk and dairy industries will cry not at all over spilled milk and will save over $1 billion in the next decade.
That's through a regulatory change that will no longer classify milk products as an oil, which required dairy producers to follow rules designed to prevent oil spills into waterways. Other changes include an OSHA rule that would standardize hazard classifications and labels with other countries. The administration says that change will save employers $585 billion per year. EPA will eliminate a requirement for vapor recovery nozzles at gas stations in several states, since pollution control technologies are now built into modern cars. The agency says that change is worth about $67 million a year. As for overall savings from the administration's regulatory review, Sunstein said he didn't have an estimate just yet in this exchange with Colorado Congressman Cory Gardner.
Do you believe that we have an overregulation problem in the United States?
If yes or no answer, I'm pleased to give. Yes.
And could you put a price to your own price tag? You said you disagreed with some of the others. Do you have a price tag in mind of that overregulation?
Well, I don't, but I hope to be able to cut with the leadership of the relevant agencies to cut the existing costs down very significantly.
But you don't know what those costs would be right now?
Well, what we can say is that we've already cut hundreds of millions, and we're in a very short term we'll be able to cut a billion. If we aren't able to cut billions out of this process, that would be a surprise.
As to particular agencies and programs, members of the subcommittee did focus their scrutiny in a handful of areas, most notably the EPA and the Health and Human Services Department's implementation of the Affordable Care Act. Those were areas where members wanted to know how many proposed regulations Sunstein's office had turned away. He says about 110 regulations have been withdrawn.
And in many cases, the reason for the withdrawal is insufficient engagement with issues of cost and economic impacts. So you can see that. You can also see that often the final rule comes out a lot different from the proposed rule. Often it's a lot less expensive and less burdensome. And sometimes proposed rules just aren't finalized because there's significant concern from the standpoint you've raised. And the interagency review, which involves not just the Office of Information and Regulatory Affairs, but the Department of Commerce, the Council of Economic Advisors, plays a role.
Another point of contention was the true overall cost to businesses caused by federal regulation. Several Republicans touted a study done last September for the Small Business Administration, pegging that number at $1.75 trillion per year. Sunstein called that study deeply flawed and said it had become an urban legend that failed to take into account the cost savings produced by regulation. In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.